Today's New Testament reading is from Acts, the 14th and 15th chapters. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered about him, he rose up and entered the city, and on the next day he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. When they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord, in whom they had believed. Then they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had fulfilled. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them, and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they remained no little time with the disciples. But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brothers. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Luke Zimmerman.
Paul heals a lame man in Lystra and preaches the gospel of Christ to the people there. At first, this is met with great joy, so much so that the citizens of Lystra thought that Paul and his companion Barnabas were gods. Clergy from Zeus's temple came bringing sacrifices. Paul and Barnabas barely kept the people from worshiping them. But what happened next? Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. We hear how far the opponents to the gospel of Christ were willing to go to prevent it from being spread. Stone the messenger, and there will be no more preaching of Jesus as the Lord's Messiah in that town. As we read the accounts of what the apostles faced, we should recall Jesus' words that foretold such atrocities. "The hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me." So it was in the city of Lystra, where the Jewish leaders thought that they were doing the Lord's work by stopping Paul from preaching the gospel of Christ. But opposition to the gospel of Christ is not limited to ancient events. What Jesus foretold and what he and his apostles experienced continues today. Even in our midst, the world tries to squelch the message of Jesus as Lord, Messiah, and Redeemer. Wherever preaching of Jesus' death and resurrection sows the gospel seed, the evil one also plants the weeds that threaten to choke out the harvest. Those aligned with him try to stomp on, chop up, or burn down what the Lord's word causes to grow. Yet what happened as Paul and Barnabas concluded their first missionary journey? We're told that when they had preached the gospel in Derbe and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Did you catch that? The kingdom of God expanded despite the best efforts of its opponents. Many disciples were made. Belief was strengthened. People were taught to continue in the faith even in the midst of tribulations. And church leaders were appointed in every town. And what did the kingdom of God's expansion bring to the followers of Jesus? Paul and Barnabas passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles and brought great joy to all the brothers. There was great joy because the Lord's will had been accomplished. Yes, the preaching of the gospel of Christ faced opposition, but the seed was sown, and the Lord's word brought forth the harvest that he intended. So it is for us now. Yes, opposition to our faith does exist. And yes, we must pass through many tribulations in order to enter the kingdom of God. But our Lord Jesus tells us, in the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And with his gifts present in our lives, we can endure until the end. And we can rejoice that the kingdom of God still expands among us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord and giver of all good things, the same powers that crucified Jesus persecuted Paul as he bore on his body the marks of Jesus for preaching Christ crucified. Give us faith to believe that no matter what suffering we endure for the sake of Christ, it is all gift and it is all good, so that with Paul we may rejoice in suffering as we bear on our bodies the marks of Jesus who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.